he looks so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, and gallop to Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, big some Moscow, St. Bernardino. I want to get him to this kindly tip.
We're going to roll right through this show tonight. It's Dave Hoekstra with Nocturnal Journal, and we're going to talk about one of my very favorite restaurants in America. On the phone, thanks for staying up and hanging with us, is Gene Ubelt, the owner of historic Ubelt's Bakery and Restaurant on Route 66 in Litchfield, Illinois. How you doing?
Great.
Thanks for hanging in there with us.
No problem.
I'm as much of a regular customer as I can be living in Chicago. I just love your place. Tell the listeners a little bit of the history. 1922. It started as a bakery. Let's just do Ubelt's 101. How did it start? How did it grow?
Well, we started in Mount Olive, which is just south of where you were in Litchfield. But by my grandfather and his two brothers, bought an existing bakery. And they grew it. One brother died, and another brother opened another bakery in another location, and my grandfather ran it. And then my father eventually got into the business, and then eventually my brother. But we had a number of stores of our own in the area, and we also serviced wholesale accounts.
And the history there, it's kind of personal. I told you, I never met you, though. I was in there earlier this week and got. I want to ask about the bagel here in a minute. But my mom's side of the family's from Taylorville. So talk about what you just told me. I was there at lunch hour, but the Eastern European influence, the coal miners. Talk about the history of the land down there.
Well, yeah, Mount Olive was actually founded by farmers, German farmers, but then really the first group that came in were coal miners around the turn of the century, Eastern Europeans.
Right.
And that was really, the town was really dependent on coal mining. And I think the mines started to go downhill in the 40s, 50s, and eventually closed in our immediate area.
Yeah, my mom said.
And that's when we started to branch out into other towns that were so dependent on it.
Yeah, my mom's side came from Lithuania, and they worked in the Peabody coal mines down there.
Yeah, I'm not sure which ones those were.
Yeah,
but
yeah. But they were in Taylorville. Now, you had a store in Taylorville, right?
Yes, we opened a store in Taylorville in the around, I think, in the 40s. I think it maybe was a little higher income town. I suspect that's why they went there. And I think my grandfather had worked there for a while. And I'm not familiar with the ethnic influence in Taylorville, but I think that's why we went there. It was probably a little, you know, better income for to support a bakery.
How many stores did you have at the peak?
I think we had 7 at one point.
I didn't know it was that many.
We also did a lot of wholesale, and then we also got into the restaurant business in the 70s, selling soups and sandwiches and salads in the in our stores. And then eventually we opened the store in Litchfield, which was a full-service restaurant.
That was a former Burger Chef.
Burger Chef, right.
Opened in the location.
And we've been in that location since 1982, but we've been in that town, Litchfield, since around 1950.
Talk a little bit. Do you live in the Litchfield area now? You do?
I live in Mount Olive, actually, okay. Where we originally were from.
For travelers who are listening, who are going to be going down 66, Litchfield has done such a great job with tourism on 66. I mean, I tell people up here about the drive-in theater. I tell them about your restaurant. Talk about how important 66 is for your customers.
Well, I don't know. We're not the restaurant next to us, Aristotle, is the oldest existing restaurant on Route 66. We've been there since 1982, and we're kind of there by accident.
Mm-hmm.
But the people we see traveling Route 66 are foreigners.
Yeah.
A lot of European bikers, and actually a number of South American bikers. We don't see a ton of Americans. Some. There are some, but it's more of an appeal to people from out of the country, from what I can see.
And when I stop at your place, I see a lot of locals. There's certainly a lot of locals there.
We draw from not only Litchfield and the surrounding towns because we did business in those towns, but then we draw from a bigger radius, you know, say Bloomington, Peoria, Champaign, Decatur, and then also St. Louis, definitely a lot from Springfield. And then just a lot of people like yourself who travel maybe a couple times a year up and down 55, who we get to. But I think, frankly, for us, it's Route 66 is more about, you know, it's more seasonal and more foreign customers.
Do you get any famous people, like touring country bands, Willie Nelson coming by? Do you get any?
I have not personally seen anyone.
Nobody? Really? Nobody.
You know what? Paul McCartney was... He was in the area once. I don't think he stopped at the bakery, though.
He did a 66. He did a 66 tour.
Yeah,
I wrote about that. But he was in the neighborhood, right?
I don't know if he stopped in Litchfield. He stopped in Springfield. I don't think he stopped in Litchfield.
I went to see Merle Haggard one time. He played at in Taylorville. It was a place.
Yeah, there was some kind of country western place that we used to deliver to in Taylorville. Yeah.
I want to say it was called Nashville something, Nashville North or Nashville. But anyway,
right.
I went and saw Haggard down there, and he loved talking about 66. Now, you saw how excited I got. Tell me, what did I have? I mean, you called it a Polish bagel, but I never had a bagel quite like that. So talk about that. Talk about some of your breakfast items.
I know you were excited about it.
Yeah, I was.
Well, when we originally baked bread, which we don't do anymore since we don't have all of our wholesale accounts, it's not worthwhile to bake bread for one store, but we made something called a Polish bread, and it was similar to a Vienna bread. It was shaped a little differently, and it had cornmeal on top, and it was a very big seller, and now we just have a cornmeal bagel, I mean a Polish bagel, since we don't bake bread. But anyway, I think that's just the Eastern European influence.
Breakfast shoes?
That's Central Illinois. We stole that from Springfield. Those are really popular, breakfast and regular horseshoes, you know, for lunch and dinner. That comes out of Springfield.
The horseshoes, yeah, right. Yeah.
The horseshoe probably cuts off in Litchfield. There are restaurants in Litchfield that serve the horseshoes. I don't think you're going to hardly get it farther south than us, though.
Really? It's that regional?
That's a super regional. They're a very big seller, the breakfast and the lunch and dinner. We have a special one, actually, for Father's Day tomorrow. But,
yeah, I'm going to go over that menu. But, I mean, do they argue, like, deep dish and thin crust, like horseshoe? I mean, is there argument?
I think in Springfield they do. I think in Springfield there's some argument about, I think, different things. I'm not sure what, but...
Your breakfast shoes, I'm just reading off the menu here. Two split biscuits topped with scrambled eggs, original or ultimate ingredients, then topped with cheese sauce, sausage gravy, and hash browns.
Yeah, now that's our take on it.
Yeah.
Now, the breakfast horseshoe isn't as popular in this region as the regular hamburger horseshoe. But... This is just our take. There are some breakfast horseshoes. I don't think I kind of think we're about the only breakfast shoe in Litchfield. We were certainly the first on that, anyway. But we do biscuits as a base instead of toast. I'm not a big toast person. It gets soggy. I think biscuits are, we make them ourselves, and I think that's a better base with fresh scrambled eggs and bacon and sausage. And we make our own cheese sauce and sausage gravy.
Okay. Actually, we got to take a break. Do you have to work tomorrow?
Yes.
What time do you have to start?
Well, not at 4 or anything, but
okay. Cuz I could talk about your
times at the holiday.
I could talk about you belts to about 3 in the morning, but anyway, I won't do that. Yeah. So, we'll be right back. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN.
Okay.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and we're talking about Ubelts Bakery and Restaurant since 1922 on 303 North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, Illinois. And on the phone is proprietor Gene Ubelt. Thanks again for hanging in with us, Gene. Have you ever had a customer as excited as I am to walk through the door?
Well, We do have a lot of return customers. Yeah, we do have a lot of people that are hopefully happy to be there because we offer an alternative to chain restaurants, which there aren't too many mom and pops anymore, unfortunately.
And the vibe is just, I mean, I like your staff, and it's just, everything's just so friendly.
Yeah, it's a very relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah.
Come as you are.
I think I didn't want to get in your way because I knew how busy you were when I saw you, but I was kind of mumbling out, and you just heard a spot there for a supper club that's actually in my book. I did a book on Midwest supper clubs a few years ago, and I think I was trying to tell you that one of the themes that came out with these mom-and-pop supper clubs was the challenges of a third generation. A lot of people told me it was a third generation that would drop out and try to find their own way. So talk about your experiences in keeping the business alive, and I want to... I read some of your notes about it's been very successful under your watch. So talk about what it was like to be a third-generation owner.
Well, you know, the bakery business changed drastically. It's a completely different business than it was, you know, when my father ran it. But originally, people were dependent on bread, you know, from the bakery. Mm-hmm. And then they weren't really, it wasn't really in supermarkets like it is. But you know, in the 80s, that was a huge time of change for our business because the small towns were all going down tubes and lifestyles were changing with women working. People weren't cooking like they did. They didn't have a pie for dinner or a coffee cake. And our business was drastically changing, especially with the stores that we had in the small towns. That really wasn't working at that point. So that was going on in the 80s and 90s, the small towns going down. A lot of the accounts that we sold to the mom-and-pop supermarkets were closing, or if they were still open, they were putting in their own bakeries rather than getting deliveries from us. So that business was drastically changing. And my father and brother actually were both in declining health. So there was a lot going on in our family. So right before my father passed away, or actually right after my father passed away, my brother was still here. I had just come home from Chicago and we closed. I had been living in Chicago and we closed all of our stores. And then after, except Litchfield and Mount Olive. And then my brother passed away in 2004. My father passed away in 2003. Then my brother passed away in 2007. And that's when I took over the business, and we closed Mount Olive, and we moved our production to Litchfield, because that was certainly the most viable, you know, location, with it being a hub to the area, and you know, with its proximity to 55. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't planned to come home. I was in Chicago for 20 years. I didn't have a plan to come home. Things just turned out that way. I did happen to have a degree in restaurant management that I hadn't really used, and I had always helped out in the business, but I didn't have the emotional attachment to different things that they had been doing, so I was willing to make changes, make big changes that needed to be made.
Give me an example of like one big change.
Well, moving out of Mount Olive.
Yeah, okay.
My father and brother were committed to staying in that town, which we had been in, you know, since 1922, but didn't have the location. It didn't have the traffic at all that Litchfield does. So that was just, you know.
That's interesting. That's interesting the way you put that, though, not having the emotional attachment they had. You had more of an objective view, I suppose.
Right, I had an objective viewpoint.
Yeah.
And just seeing different businesses in Chicago, I just saw I knew what we needed to do. And we did have a very good location in Litchfield with 66 and 55. So that business has grown substantially. And the restaurant is two-thirds of the business, and the bakery is one-third of the business, which is a good mix. It's a big draw for people. We still make a lot of the things we've made for years, and it's still fresh bakery. It's just not as many things as we used to make. But
I always love your, and tell me which one sells more. You always have your Cubs and Cardinals cookies.
Well, Central Illinois is actually probably from Litchfield to St. Louis, it's, you know, Cards. But really, going up to Springfield and north, it's pretty split. That's pretty heavy Cubs, actually.
Yeah, yeah. But you always...
But we still sell more Cards.
You're being modest. I mean, you went to the University of Chicago. You got an MBA in finance marketing. I mean, so... and you were a like you said, you were a financial advisor for 10 years. So that obviously had to come into play what you did back at the store.
Well, I guess it did. Yeah, I guess it did. I just knew what we had to be. What had to be done. You know, we just had to the changes that had to be made. And I was just coming in kind of as an outsider, really, almost.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Even though I always helped in the business, but
okay,
that's what we had to do.
Give me the hours of the restaurant, the bakery and restaurant. 6 a.m.
We're 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily.
Website
www.ubelts.com.
Father's Day brunch. I'm going to try to get this out before we leave. French.
Oh, that's okay.
French toast, 3 pieces with bumbleberry and cream cheese, topping with bacon, ham, or sausage. That's $7.95. 2 eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, hash browns, casserole, sausage gravy, fresh fruit cup, and biscuits. $8.49. Butcher shop pony, or there's the horseshoe supreme. 1 or 2 split biscuits. We talked about that. Scrambled eggs, chopped ribeye, sausage, bacon, and ham, covered with cheese, sausage, and sausage gravy and hash browns. $7.25 and $8.95. What is describe bumbleberry? I don't know what that is.
Bumbleberry was a pie that we used to make. We have a lot of old recipes. Bumbleberry is one we used to make, and it's actually, I've changed that up, but bumbleberry is actually at least 3 berries, and sometimes it also has apple or rhubarb in it. But our bumbleberry is strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, and blackberries. So we have pie, we have crepes, we top it on cheesecake, we have it on the French toast, we have muffins, Napoleons. We do the same thing at Mother's Day, only we do fresh strawberry.
Good for you. And last thing, what's the best seller there?
In the whole place?
Yeah, if somebody listening wants cookies. To come in, what can't they miss? What would it be?
Tea cookies.
What are those?
They are a little round cookie with, did I give you some?
No.
A little round cookie with sprinkles and a icing dot. It's not a sugar cookie, but it's similar to a sugar cookie, but it's not a sugar cookie. It's different ingredients. And we sell tons and tons. We have to have them every day. We sell, I think our record was Good Friday, which we sold 1,500. But they are a huge seller. Usually people buy them by the dozens.
I'll have to get some of those. I'll be down there again in a couple of weeks. So okay. I'll come and bother you again. So thanks so much, Gene.
Okay.
Thanks for hanging in with us with the delay of the game and stuff.
Thanks
You're
for
the
having
best.
Me. Appreciate it.
Great restaurant. Ubelts Bakery and West Restaurant in Litchfield, Illinois. Wow. Thank you. Thanks for listening. That was a fun show. Thanks, Roel Coleman. And have a good night. And coming up is David Jennings and News. We'll be back after this.